William Howard Taft was born September 15, 1857. Taft's parents were Louisa Torrey and Alfonso Taft. When Taft was young, he attended Cincinnati's First Congregational Unitarian Church. He joined at an early age and was a happy participant. As Taft rose in the government, he spent less time at the church, but still worshipped there as often as he could. Taft graduated from Woodward High School. The Taft family was a powerful family. Nicknamed Big Bill, he graduated from Yale College as a Phi Beta Kappa in 1878. Taft also graduated Cincinnati Law School in 1880. In 1886, he married his longtime sweetheart, Helen Herron. He worked on local law positions until 1887, when he was asked to be on the Ohio Supreme Court. In 1890, he was appointed Solicitor General of the United States. In 1891, Taft became a judge on the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. William McKinley appointed Taft Governor General of the Philippines in 1900. Then, in 1904, Teddy Roosevelt appointed Taft Secretary of War. Taft accepted some very important jobs, such as Secretary of State. Taft refused Roosevelt's repeated offer of being on the Supreme Court. In 1908, Taft won the easy victory of presidency with the help of fellow Republican Roosevelt. Taft became the 27th President of the United States. Taft only served one term as President. During this term, Taft improved the performance of the Postal Service. Taft also passed the 16th Amendment, which states, allows the Congress to levy an income tax without apportioning it among the state or basing it on census results. Taft did not like to have interviews with the press, unlike the former president. When one reporter asked why he didn't like interviews or pictures, he responded, "I tried to accomplish just as much without any noise." He even named an anti-progressive Secretary of State, Philander J. Knox. Knox had a very influential role over others.